Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Tyre Power. Think safety this month. Get the 5-minute tyre safety check at your local Tyre Power.
Lawn Team Kia at Cheltenham and Mount Barker for all your class-leading Kia vehicles and servicing.
Breakfast with Mark Bickley and Jared Walsh. Let's go!
23-7, happy Wednesday. Can you believe it that we are heading into round 3 of the footy season already, which means Gather Round isn't too far away. You can win your way to the AFL Gather Round Footy Festival. Follow at Toolkit Depot to enter. We turn our attention to a massive showdown here and we put it under the SEN spotlight.
I think that your time is done and I think that the spotlight should go on top of me.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. And Kimbo on the Rooch last night is where we turned the spotlight. And Ryan Burton, who was on the show, he was bitterly disappointed, of course, after his suspension. He won't be taking part in the showdown. But he did have an interesting take, and it reminded me of a little bit of the theme from last year. Let's have a listen to Ryan Burton.
Well, my dad used to work for him.
Used to.
Yeah, used to work for him, and then he got the sack, and that put me off the Crows. So ever since I was probably about 3 or 4, I've hated him. So there you go. It started at a young age.
There we go. He's talking about hating the Crows, which made me think about last year when, of course, the game was late in the season, where Ollie Wines and Tom Jonas, amongst others, got involved. Let's have a little sort of time warp back to pre-showdown last year.
Yeah, no, I do. I there's certain things about that football club that I don't like. I think it's just the DNA of the club and what they're about and the sense of entitlement that they sort of have. But I'm proud of my football club and we're going to be doing everything we can to knock them off.
So that was Ollie Wines. Here's Tom Jonas.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, there's some good people within the club, but as an organisation, they're entitled and arrogant.
Wow. Then we go to Chad Corns prior to the showdown last year. We'll have a listen to Chad.
Kane, you know more than anyone how much I hate them and we hate them as a footy club, and it's true. That rivalry is still there, and the boys already understand the importance of next week. Our supporters in particular understand that, and it's just a game you have to win, like, to put it simply. And I know that puts a bit of pressure on everyone, but it's a game you build up, last game of the year, and I just couldn't think of anything worse than not putting in a Port Adelaide performance in that game and taking the victory. So,
well, there you go. That gives you a little bit of an insight into what the preparation would be like behind the four walls of Alberton this week. I reckon we can add another layer onto that as well. Of course, we should remind everyone that Port Adelaide went on to win that game by 10 goals. They actually talked the talk and then walked the walk. Adelaide chose not to respond to any of those barbs that came out, the arrogant, the entitlement, the hatred. So I just wonder what tack Port Adelaide will take this time around. They've had the captain's press conference where it was pretty tame. We didn't sort of hear any of that. I just wondered whether Port might try and fire themselves up, because their performance against Collingwood was insipid, and they've said as much. So they need to come out really strong. They're wearing the Prison Bar Guernsey, which is so important to so many people within that footy club and the players as well. So I just wonder whether they'll try and go for that external motivation again, or whether it's going to be more intrinsic this time around, Jared.
Well, this is the thing that I watch pre-bounce at Adelaide Oval. Last year, especially leading into that last showdown, where all of the talk during the week from Ollie and from Tom, and then I thought, it's going to be on here. You know, before the balls bounce, they're playing Never Tear Us Apart, and you think, this is going to be on here, and they just walk past one another. They just didn't even acknowledge one another. It was almost like a handshake, good game, mate. And I thought, well, this has kind of turned into nothing, really. It was, and I don't know whether it was with the intent to sell the showdown and build it up. But the importance of this one shouldn't be understated. And there was a text coming in from Costa saying, I don't think this showdown is season defining at all. Next week's game against Sydney defined more for Port. Let's face it, media prominent employees of the Port Adelaide Football Club like Jared and Rucci will say it's season defining because it's their home game. Strong chance of a win, and they're playing dress-ups with the costume. So thanks, Costa, 0427154166. I think it can be season-defining because if Port Adelaide go into round 4, 1 and 2 after losing a showdown at home, and this, when I say season-defining too, the significance of the game this weekend for the Port Adelaide Football Club, not just wearing that Guernsey. I remember round 1 last year, the significance of paying respect to the late, great Russell Ebert and the performance they put on that park against Hawthorn was extremely disappointing. And to be honest, at their first home game to do that last year, that really set a tone of, I guess, disappointment for the fans. And I feel a showdown can be season-defining, but all the talk leading up to it, you've got to show some aggression because they showed none against Collingwood.
Exactly right. And in
you
terms
okay,
of,
mate?
Yeah, I'll just use the cough button there. Okay. trying to get used to it. The term season defining, I think, is one that we often is better used looking back, because what might happen is we might look back at the Port Adelaide game the Collingwood game. If Port go on to lose the next 3 or 4 games, we'll look back at the Collingwood game and say that was season-defining. That they went over to Melbourne on the back of a great win against the premiership favourites and got absolutely smoked and never recovered for the next 4 weeks. So, and vice versa, if they have a great game this week against Adelaide and they get their confidence back and then they go on to beat Sydney the week after and then come back and have another really good win again, we'll say, well, it was that Adelaide game that was season defining. They were able to bounce back. So I think it's more of a backward looking term. But the reality is they're all worth 4 points. They're all season defining. You get that opportunity. So I don't know. I'm just really looking forward to it. I hope we do see some desperation. Adelaide have every reason to be desperate because they're staring at a 0-3 start to the season, which is far from ideal. Port Adelaide, this will be their second home game. They've got tough games to come. They want to make sure that they're up and about and not repeating their performance from last year where they just were under pressure the whole year after a slow start. So that's what I love about the showdown is there just seems to be a little bit... They always come at a time when both clubs are desperate for wins.
What was evident after the round one match for Port Adelaide against Brisbane in that first half, and it was heavily spoken about by Nathan Bassett and Ken Hinckley, was the team wasn't showing humility. They weren't doing that on the field. They gave away a lot of free kicks. And if you're going out aggressive and you give away free kicks early, that's not a sign of aggression because that's going to put your team on the back foot. So Adelaide have remained silent over the past 2 years in all of this banter leading up into the showdown. So I just would hate for it to backfire again. I love the rivalry. But what I loved about the rivalry in the early 2000s when someone like Chad was playing was it was authentic. And it wasn't manufactured, and you could see Chad running up at Footy Park to the Crow supporters after a win and giving a double fist bump. But I feel like it needs to be an authentic kind of passion and rivalry.
Yeah, look, I think Adelaide will try and show that, and I think they're if Adelaide play well and they celebrate and it's at a in front of a Port Adelaide home ground, I think they'd really enjoy that, and we saw that with last week, Josh Rashilli. I think there's that young sort of unbridled passion that we saw from him. I think Taylor Walker has the potential to do some of that as well. And if Adelaide were to play well and get back on the winners list, I think you would see some sort of outpouring of emotion after two games where they've been really inconsistent. So they're under pressure. And I think sometimes when you're under pressure, that forces, when you do finally break through, you do have that sort of outpouring of emotion. So I hope we see that as an Adelaide fan, that they play really good footy and they get a chance to celebrate and to show that emotion. And I think if you do that at an opposition team's home ground, that's when you get that sort of rivalry. So it'll be very interesting to see how this all unfolds. But it's all on the premise of you've got to play good footy and you've actually got to let that do your talking, because right now, both Adelaide and Port, the words that are coming out are all very cheap because they've said them before and haven't been able to deliver on the field. And so what the fans first and foremost want to see, put it on the park first and then we'll talk about it afterwards. And that's the thing that I'm sure Ken Hinckley is saying. You've done it once where we're able to fight back and defy the critics in round one. We didn't back it up in round two. So which is the real Port Adelaide? Let's have a look at it and show your fans again that it's worthy of them parting with their hard-earned to come and watch and really support and barrack for their team.
We could ask Jake Saligo a really loaded question as well when we speak to him a little bit later on. What are your thoughts on the Port Adelaide Football Club? Because then that will generate some talk as well, obviously. And he might go, no, no problem. And then we'll say, Jake, thanks for your time. It's a really, really shortest interview ever. What do you think, Crows and Power fans? Let us know on the text line, 0427 154 166. It is building up to a huge weekend. There's so much happening in Adelaide, including the Oakbank Easter Festival too. Don't forget that. Tickets are now available. It is 13 minutes to 7. We'll do a sports update next.